This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Look.
Broad daylight.
Good morning.
What time does the sun rise today? What's the exact time? It's just I love this time of year. So the longest day is like at the end of June, like a month from now. It's going to get lighter and lighter and lighter.
It's so rad as I drive up 280 and look towards the East Bay as the sun's coming up and it's just that dusky. First, it's those darker colors, then the reds and then the oranges. And then I pass it and can't see anymore, but it's beautiful.
Sunrise 5:55 a.m.
5:55. That's crazy. So, see what it will be on June 21st or whenever the first day, the longest day is, because you'll get to probably see it come up. It'll be up by 5:30.
Oh right? Yeah. Oh yeah. No, there's. So I remember a lot of summers when there've been waves where I've been at the water's edge at like 4 something.
Sunrise on the 21st will be 5:48.
Oh,
that's sunrise. Lot. What's first light?
Oh, first light? Probably easily a half hour before.
Yeah, that's what I'm in pursuit of.
First light.
Oh, that's not right.
Do they measure that?
Is first that light?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I live by it.
Oh.
I'm at the water's edge.
Right.
Waiting.
For first light.
Bring
like
it
on. It's light enough that I can get out there.
Yeah.
It is no longer inky black night.
As long as I can see.
Yes.
I've had people say, what are you, crazy? What about the shark? Listen, the sharks are swimming all day, every day, all night. That's where they live.
First light's like 5:20.
5:20.
That's the
on that day.
Earliest it gets?
Yeah.
It's very strange.
Maybe it's like their meter for it is a little bit, like it's truly light enough to see. Where you're like a little bit earlier than that, you know? Is that one of the things, one of the stats they give on all these little surfing apps and stuff?
Yeah, first light.
First
absolutely.
Light. Yeah, see what it is on June 21st. In the meantime, I want to tell you about how disappointing my day was yesterday when I didn't get to go in my hot tub. I was so bummed. Creative Energy, you've made my life. You've tricked me into needing you so much. CreativeEnergy.com is where I got my hot tub. I love that thing. Even right now, Mike, my skin is shivering, wishing that I could just be sinking into the hot tub.
All right.
I love that thing. And yesterday, we worked until after 5 o'clock, which is a long day for me since I get up at 3. I'm not trying to whine about the almond milk here, but it was a long day. A lot of hauling, a lot of mulching, just getting everything together. And I didn't. And then Then there were still workers there. I'm like, I have to get my night rolling. I got to go in. I got to take my shower. I got to get my clothes together and get my food together and blah, blah, blah. And then I'm going to bed at 6:30 and John's like, all right, well, I'm going to go out to the hot tub. And I thought, curses, Creative Energy, you've done this to me. You've made me need you. They have a financing event that's happening where it's 0% interest for 60 months. 0% interest for 60 months. You take the price tag on the hot tub that you want and you split it up 60 ways. It's incredible. Your own personal spa without the luxury price tag. Visit creativeenergy.com. Find a location near you. Go check them out. Go sit in the hot tubs.
I see something called astronomical twilight. I guess that's when
the first light
it says 3:52 a.m.
3:52 a.m.?
Yeah.
My God.
I might be thinking of when I lived in San Mateo and would have to, I'd get up and try to first light it from San Mateo. So maybe I was leaving extra early. I don't know. I'm surprised that's.
So I leave my house at about a little after 4. And I wonder if there will be a couple of days. You know what, though? I had a bunch of lights on. Like, there's motion lights and outdoor, you know, lights so that I can get in my car and not be attacked by the bear or the man.
And so, you like the bear.
Yeah, I don't want to be attacked really by either. If I got to choose, I choose the bear because I feel like I could turn the lights on and scare him off. Then the guy's just standing there with baleful eyes and a knife in his hand or something. You know, that kind of thing.
The bear is scared of lights.
Whatever. The bear... The, what noise is that?
Oh, that was me. Sorry, my coffee.
Oh, I thought that was, we had fog.
No. I don't know what I just did. I don't know why I did
fog
that.
Horn.
Welcome to San Francisco.
Way too relaxed right
but
now.
But anyway, so I think that when I'm getting out in my car, even though it's after 4, I think there's just too much light pollution for me to notice that the sky is getting light. I don't know.
It's pretty dark where I'm at. I notice the light.
Yeah, you would notice
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Mm. I'll let you know.
Okay. Anyway, it's...
Yeah.
The sun is up.
I see the sun on the tallest building out there. It's like you can already see it. Incredible. Enjoy. Enjoy the longer days. And with a three-day weekend. Three-day weekend with pretty decent weather, too. So it's gonna be nice. Oh, staying up late and it's still light out. Oh. Okay, let's start with Norm from Cheers. Norm! How old was Norm?
It's a dot. Hold on. Can you do the Norm yell? And then Sammy goes, "How's it going, Norm?" And then Norm goes, "It's a dog eat dog world, and I'm wearing milk bone underwear." Ba-dum-bum.
My favorite is
every day he comes in with a new moment.
How's life treat you, Norm? Like a baby treats a diaper. One of my favorite. I say it all the time.
You know what? That should be today's game. You should nobody look except for Maddie. Find
actual
normie. The actual norm things, and then have AI come up with some, you can use your own brain, but that's hard work. Anyway, Norm, how old was Norm? How old is the actual guy, George Wendt, how old was he? I was surprised by this, frankly.
You were?
I was.
Well, I'm going to say he's in his 70s.
You want to
narrow it down?
Yeah.
78.
85.
And you already know. He was 76. I actually just felt like he was definitely a guy who would have been in his 80s by now, just based on how long that show's not been on the air.
Well, I was thinking that he's probably in my mom's age bracket.
Mm.
I don't know why, but that's what I was thinking.
It's to me, I would have thought that when he was on that show that he was a dude in his 50s, but he wasn't. He was like in his 40s and really, let's see, that would have been, if he's 76 now, he was mostly in his 40s. 93 is when the show ended. We're talking about Cheers. This is Norm from Cheers, one of the guys, him and Cliffy.
Mm-hmm.
They were fixtures at the end of the bar. And they're in every bar. I've worked in bars. And there are the two guys that meet after work every day. And they get in there early enough that they can get the dollar pints. A dollar beer mug. So George played Norm on all 11 seasons of Cheers from 1982 when he would have been, so is that 43 years ago? He would have been like in his early 30s when this started. Norm! It's I guess they just all seem like really older guys to me. Like old dudes who sat around the bar.
I think there are those people, though. Like, I remember when we first got hired at Alice, the guy who hired us was gray-haired already. So he already came off like a full-blown older dude, and he wasn't that much older than us.
No.
It turned out he was a young GM, and we were a young morning show.
Right.
And so it was, but he always appeared more parental to me than.
Well, he was the boss too, so he had that. But you're right, his hair was white. Like he was, we called him the Silver Fox. DiNardo is maybe like 6 or 7 years older than us. He's just, I remember him hitting 40. It was like, whoa, dude.
40. Yeah.
Wow. Like that was, I guess they just looked old. Maybe
certain
that was
people,
like the way they were supposed to look.
There but it's how they carry themselves too. Like, that's what I mean. He was the boss. So he carried himself in a way that, you know, and there was me sitting on the floor. Like, you know.
A mere five years younger.
He wouldn't sit on the floor. He's not that guy.
No.
Like, why would I do that? I'm a grown up.
Yeah.
Right,
I'm wearing a tie.
Yeah.
I'm fully like going to go sell. I'm going to close something today. Wow. Ambitious.
Calm down,
we're gonna
Captain Responsible.
We're going to make little dumb jokes on the radio.
Jeez.
Let's see. So Norm from Cheers has passed. I don't have a cause of death. His family says he died peacefully in his sleep while at home. That's what you want. 76 years old. They're saying he died yesterday morning. He played Norm on all 11 seasons of Cheers from 1982 to 1993. It earned him basically drinks. He said, I never go out without people. I never have to buy a drink anywhere. I can go out anytime I want. Said, they'll at least send over a beer, usually around for me and my friends. Because, of course. He was also nominated for 6 Emmys. Drank for free his whole life. And they say his super biggest career achievement was the 1991 SNL sketch, The Superfans. That's the Bears.
The
that
Bears,
guys all
right.
sit around and talk
the
about
Bears.
It.
What killed this guy? Did you say?
No, they don't. They're not saying.
Oh.
No word on cause of death. His family says he died peacefully in his sleep while at home. And I don't know that there were reports recently. I'm not seeing any kind of, well, he had health problems or, well, he had this or that. You know, sometimes 76 is all you get.
I mean, he was a big guy drinking free drinks his whole life. So.
That's true. He was. You know what? He was a big guy. That's
415. George Wendt is the uncle of Jason Sudeikis. Jason's mother is George Wendt's sister.
Yes.
Oh, you have that.
I do.
Oh, okay.
He, let's see. His film work included Fletch, Spice World, Dreamscape, a 1985 horror comedy called House. He made appearances on MASH, Seinfeld, The Simpsons, Hot in Cleveland, Fresh Off the Boat. But basically he says, the thing if he's not known for Cheers, he's known for Da Bears, that it took on a life of its own. He was working right up until the end in 2023, competed on The Masked Singer. I know. I don't watch that show, but I didn't know I didn't know he sang. B, I didn't know he was on that show. C, what did they dress him up as? A beer mug? Uh-huh. Obviously. I don't know if that's true. That's what I would have dressed him up as. He reunited with the Cheers cast to present an Emmy.
I liked it.
Not that long ago.
The beer mug costume.
Oh, thank you.
I liked it.
Thanks. Well, they do go all out on
no,
that
I,
show.
No, I know, and definitely. I thought that was really well done.
Several of George's Cheers co-stars paid tribute to him. John Ratzenberger, that's Cliffy Clavin. They sat together at the bar every day. He said he was heartbroken by George's death. He said George was a true craftsman, humble, hilarious, and full of heart. Ted Danson said, it's going to take me a long time to get used to this. I love you, Georgie. Kelsey Grammer, very cold. I liked George a lot. He was beloved by millions. I'm like, okay.
By the way, George Wendt's costume was a moose.
Oh, a moose.
He was a moose.
The moose.
The moose.
Oh, they should have made him the bear.
You know, I realize there's probably an entire generation that is going... Who?
Yeah. Are you going like, who?
Cheers was gigantic in its moment, and I watched and loved every dumb episode.
Mm-hmm. I tested Bob this morning. I was cutting the Norm thing, but I was listening to a whole bunch of the old ones and stuff, and she can tell you if she knew it.
I didn't know it, but I was like, it's probably Cheers, based on the way he's like, ooh, do you know this show?
Mm.
And like the sound of it, you know?
Yeah.
But I didn't recognize it. Like, I've actually never watched it.
You'd like it. It's a show about a bar.
Yeah, I'm sure I would. Mm. I have watched, isn't Frasier from that show?
Yes.
I have watched some of that.
And that's like, Sam and Diane were terrible together, but that was part of the thing. And then Rebecca came in.
Yep.
I loved Coach, but then stupid idiot Woody comes in and you just love him because he's
really,
so
the casting on that
stupid,
show
you just
was
can't
just...
believe it. It was all good.
Yeah.
All the different like levels of that.
Yes.
And then Frasier was with Diane, which was ridiculous because... And then he ends up with Lilith, who's actually a good partner for him, but they, you know, ice cold. And that lady, it turns out, was like a superstar on Broadway.
Still is.
B.B. Newworth?
Yeah.
B.B. Newworth.
That's so funny.
She still is.
Yeah, she still does Broadway.
And oh.
She's a dancer. She's got some of the best legs in the world.
Oh, well, I mean, how old is B.B. Newworth now? I'm not saying your legs can't still be great when you're 80 years old.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Like... Wasn't it... Who was it that was like the best legs in the world, which I didn't even think they were? What is her name?
Mary Hart.
No, she came back as a huge star already
Tina
in music,
Turner.
Tina Turner. Mm. But Oprah went, "You're mine," and just pushed her out in front of everybody. Mm. And that, like, didn't she do the Tina Turner tour?
Oh,
on Oprah.
I don't know.
There was a lot of Tina Turner stuff happening. Yeah. Anyway,
how old do you think B.B. Newworth is?
80.
73.
Bob, you don't even know who
she is. Nope.
She's only 66.
Oh, holy Toledo.
Wow.
She was
for us to say
really
only
young.
66, that just tells me how close I am to 66. That's like,
That's nothing.
Okay. Rhea Perlman. Oh, that's right. And there was, she was dating the guy, was with the guy from Taxi. What's his name? Danny DeVito for years and years. Don't they have a bunch of kids together and stuff?
Yep.
But those were TV shows that were like both on NBC, right?
Carla was amazing.
Carla.
And then she got with the hockey player.
The hockey player, but
who
then.
Who died in a, spoiler alert, he died in a Zamboni incident.
Oh my God.
Wasn't that it?
Yeah. Your trivia knowledge is.
Well, I watched Cheers.
And
I watched it all.
The spinoff called The Tortellis. Featuring her husband, which was very funny, but didn't ever get legs or anything.
Boy.
I think it was maybe a season. And the woman on it was Casey Kasem's wife.
I'm sorry, you're looking at me like I should know who that is.
Yeah, I don't know who that is either. I'm looking at B.B. Newworth. She let her hair grow naturally gray. She looks great, though.
Oh, let me see her.
Really good.
66.
She looks great.
Yeah.
She does look great.
And who's the lady? I just saw this yesterday in the news and was like, there's another lady. She let herself go gray. She used the shrink on Sopranos.
Oh, Lorraine Bracco.
She's let herself go gray, and she's out there promoting, I think the show's called The Nonas.
Oh.
And she's on it. I haven't seen it, but I was sort of impressed. Like, I think it's cool to just go, F it.
Yeah. It's hard if you don't have the pandemic to help you, because that was the whole thing. Like, the grow out period of your hair when you've been dying it your whole life. It's like a long time unless you're willing to cut it really short. So I was like, it's a pandemic. Cut it all off.
Mm.
And I'll just let it go gray. I love it. I just don't think about it anymore. And I like it. I'm like, who cares? It's kind of silvery. Sweet, man. No, I'm the silver fox. DiNardo, move over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let me squeeze a couple more things in here. First of all, there's a new film featuring Olivia Wilde, Seth Rogen, Ed Norton, Penelope Cruz. It appears to be shooting in San Francisco this week, so keep your eyes open. I also wanted to tell you that it turns out there's a nightclub in the Mission District called the Makeout Room, which what I did not know that.
It's been around.
Oh, yeah.
It's been around for a long time.
The Makeout Room. You've been there?
Of course.
Oh!
Why wouldn't you be? Is that where you met Susan, the Makeout Room?
Look at
room?
The young people in the other room.
I know.
The party people.
So it's not confirmed. This is the invite. It's a comedy directed by Olivia Wilde. They're saying it's not confirmed that it's filming in San Francisco, but all indications point to this. The filming notices went out in the vicinity of the Mission District nightclub Makeout Room. According to notices, a production company called Invite Productions is filming exteriors and interiors at the club all day today.
This 7 is the Olivia Wilde movie.
Yes, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. Well, that's what they're guessing because of all the clues.
The thing I read yesterday is they filmed on BART yesterday all day.
BART was like ruined yesterday.
Yeah, they had a fire, but they were also filming
oh,
in
boy.
This area, and they said they were on it all day. Mm-mm-mm. So it's definitely confirmed and happening. It's so strange as someone who came up in the Bay Area in the late 90s when they were doing, I want to say, 10 movies a year, if not more.
There were always it was huge productions.
We broke onto movie sets and TV regularly. Show sets. Like,
then
it happened
take the phone
all the time.
And head to the set and we'd just be... Yeah, and then sometimes the morning shows, the TV morning shows, we'd be covering it, and we'd be like, oh, they're on Scoot, get over to where Mark Pitta is. And Vinny would, like, sneak on and be, like, in the background
of
the shot, and people would be watching him on TV.
It was such a fun time to do radio, because the corpse hadn't started cracking right. down on what we could do, but we had a car.
We were like, our own thing.
I yeah. would take the, there was a shot, this is one of my favorite scenes, they were in the East Bay doing morning television, and I got the Alice,
they were doing it live outside.
Yeah, it was London Square or something.
It was
like that.
Jack London, yeah.
And so I get in the Alice vehicle. What was that thing? A Range Rover.
It was.
And I drive Whoa. Over there, and I come into the scene. They're live. They're on. The person's talking, and I come into the scene right behind them, and I'm like, "Can you see me?" And she's all, "Back up,
Like 2 feet."
And
get the whole logo
right back
in there.
Into the scene. I'm like, "You got me." And this was her daily successes was. I'm on!
Oh my gosh.
Vinny would grab a cap and a clipboard, and he could walk anywhere. He could go in anywhere. He'd be like, and someone would go, oh, you need to be over it and get your costume on.
I was in one of the trailers behind the scenes during, I want to say that at this time it was, what is his name? Phil Regis?
Oh,
and
Kathy
Kelly,
Lee?
When Kelly first started, and they were doing their shots, their morning show from the marina with the Golden Gate Bridge in the background, they'd built an entire stage. So I come in the back way and I'm in a trailer going, oh my God, people's purses are there. Like, I mean, no security.
Well, you had a clipboard. I mean, who was going to stop you?
And then I walk onto the set. And now I'm like talking to Sarah as we're on the air, and I go, I'm on the stage. I'm sitting in their seat. She's like, get out of here. I'm like, no, I am truly sitting in Regis's seat. No one has said a word to me. And this like show is about to start. It was so fun when there was so much action and no one was like,
you can't do that. Then the you can't do that started. And then we got in real big trouble for an April Fool's Day joke. I don't want to. And then that changed everything. And it's time to change everything now. What's coming up in the news?
Well, I have a lot for you all. All right. Coupons on a first date, sunscreen, and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You asked me that question 10 seconds before we went on the air.
I love that sound you made. Ooh, ooh,
oh no. Azizam. You asked me if that was a hit or not. I'm just looking at the charts.
I just can't tell if it's climbed the charts or not. I mean, Ed Sheeran's what, batting 1,000?
Yes, he is.
I wouldn't be surprised. I was just curious. But I didn't mean for you to, you know.
Yeah, how do you search on the chart? Like, I actually already had the chart pulled up because Luther, the Kendrick Lamar Scissor song, is once again number one. This is 13 weeks now. But I don't know how to just search for an artist on here. I'm kind of scrolling down
I'm
just
scrolling
to see
down
if
the
he's,
list too. I don't see it in the top.
Yeah, it's not in the 50. Top. I don't think it's, But we're scrolling down so fast. Okay, let's not do this.
It's number 54 right now.
54, okay.
Oh.
What does it peak at? There usually has the info over on the right-hand side.
40 or 28. No, 28.
Wow, okay. That is, like, Ed Sheeran's a lock for number one.
Right. A lot
I'm
of
surprised.
Times.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of stuff out.
That is true, and there's a lot of things locked in their spots and have been. Like, the top 10 has barely changed in the last quarter. Now you can watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. Just go to youtube.com/@@ Radio Alice 973 for all the fun.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Zoo. Celebrate summer and support SF Zoo at Roar and Pour.
Oh.
An exciting new outdoor wine tasting event with a wild twist on Friday, June 27th from 5 to 7 p.m.
How exciting.
That is pretty fun.
That sounds great.
For tickets, visit sfzoo.org. That's sfzoo.org. Their Roar and Pour event is happening. That's this Friday. Is that? No. That's...
No. It's Friday the 27th. That's the night before our Pride event.
Oh, June.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I read it, but didn't really process
it. Just try to put it in your calendar
for
you.
No, I gotcha. Okay. Right.
All right. SF Zoo. That sounds super fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Today, hot.
Yeah.
Sunny.
Okay.
Windy.
Oh.
Fire danger. So be ready. This was the day I told you about a week ago. Today is the hottest day. And it's not going to be that hot.
Right.
Like, you know, mid.
Not like a heat wave.
Mid to upper 80s is not bad.
It's doable.
I'll take it.
Yes.
Someone wrote it and said, did Vin get his AC fixed? I did not. But. Because we did all that work in the yard, we got it leveled out. The guy who came out, this guy Mike, who's done work for us, he goes, yeah, I can't put anything here. There's roots. Everything is off balance. And so we got it set. I just haven't done the new air conditioners.
So because that was the thing. It was there were
they,
it was a whole
the area
thing
had overgrown
be...
and they weren't balanced. And he
so
was
this
like,
guy cleaned it all out for you.
Yes, we had. Well, when we had some stuff done.
Mm.
The missus got it all sorted out.
Nice. Because AC.
At some point.
Three thumbs up.
Right now, ceiling fan. That's how I'm living.
Mm.
How about you?
I have my AC cranking now.
Right,
Got it cranked. I'm a huge baby. Cannot be having hot flashes all night.
Those are still happening?
Occasionally. I just am very, I need it to be freezing in my room or I wake up constantly all tangled up in bed clothes.
I know the feeling. Geez. Yep. Last night, OKC won in the NBA, and tonight, Indiana at New York. Big night in New York City as the Knicks are in the playoffs. And my wife is there, so that's she's staying right by Madison Square Garden.
First time in 25 years.
Oh, for them to go this far in the playoffs? Yeah, it's a big deal.
People are really excited.
So, 5 p.m. tip time on TNT. There's your
enjoy
NBA. Your thing. The Valkyries have a home game tonight, I'm told. So that's cool. Oh, that continues. They lost. They had the huge opening night, and then they lost. It happens.
You can't win them all.
Well, you're a new team in the league.
Right.
You know, you just try real hard.
Yeah.
For now. It's the best we can hope for. And then, you know, down the line, we'd like you to get, I don't know, 4 championships. Maybe 5.
Championships help.
Yeah.
Come on, Valkyries.
Come on. By the way, come on, Sharks. Like, seriously.
Oh, what's going on with them?
The nothing. That's the problem. Like, the hockey playoffs that keep coming around and the Sharks just keep not being involved.
You know what's funny about that is, like, there's hardly any teams that don't make the hockey playoffs.
I know.
Like, come on,
I
Sharks.
Know. It's like, come on.
I love hockey. I would actually,
I do too.
If the Sharks were in it, I'd be fully somewhat invested.
Did you hear that, Sharks? We just need you to be there.
Be better.
And we'll get behind you.
Be best. Oh, fun.
I've said this a few times to you guys, and it's just my own personal rule, but I don't ask someone out on a date if I can't afford to date them.
Right.
Period.
Also because you're married. So.
No, I mean, right. I mean when I dated.
I see. Oh, no, back in the olden days. Yeah. I get it. I just didn't.
No, now I have money to date, right. But I'm married, so I don't.
Busy spending it on those kids of yours.
Yeah. Imagine you're on a first date and the other person insists on paying. They open up their wallet and they grab a coupon for $5 off an appetizer or something. Are you bummed?
No.
Did this just crash down in a heap right before you?
You just said that they offered to pay.
Yeah.
And they're pulling a, I'm like, that's great. I also would use a coupon. Why not?
Now, if you're one of those ladies out there saying to yourself, I'm looking for Mr. Right. You'd think that your response would be, hey, he's responsibly handling his finances.
Right.
That's a plus.
He's got a coupon and he remembered it. Because who doesn't have a coupon for a thing that you never remember to bring? I'm like, oh, I know I have a coupon for this somewhere. I just, if only I could find it.
The modern problem becomes, and I just watched this lady at the grocery store doing it. I want to say it was Knob Hill, but it doesn't matter. Everybody's got an app. So do we. Odyssey. Check us out.
Yep.
But there Odyssey. She was, like, grousing at the, she's got her little shopping cart in front of her and she's got her phone out and she's grousing. And I'm like, are you all right? And she goes, I cannot get the coupon off the app. I've been here for 5 minutes trying to figure out how to make this thing work. All I want, you know what I miss? I give them my phone number and I get the discounts. And I was like, well, they want you on the app. I can't help you with that.
Backing
I just pay.
Away slow.
Well, I pay full price. I'm that guy. I have no patience
You're
for any of that.
For another line.
I'm going to pay.
Is she in the self-checkout?
She hadn't even gotten there yet.
Oh, well.
No, she was just in
can't
a spot.
Find the coupon.
But just, you know.
But it is annoying. And, you know, if you're on a budget and you expect to spend this amount and you can't get your stupid coupon. But back to the date thing.
In a survey.
It doesn't bother me.
It doesn't.
Does it bother you? Would it bother you if I said, I'll pay for it and I pulled a coupon out for $5?
No, not in the least. Okay. Absolutely not. No. In fact, again, I think I would go, wow, look at you.
Right. Way to like actually have the coupon in hand.
Right. You pulled it. Absolutely. I'd be like, oh no, I tore it. Pulling out of my pocket. Like, do you have any
tape?
Will
I still use it?
I just don't see it going well for me trying to get the coupon thing to work. But 56% of people say it's totally acceptable to use a coupon on a first date. But we're old and married.
That is true.
And young people out there in the dating scene, I imagine they're pretty judgy about this kind of crap.
I guess. I feel like if someone's going to judge you for not spending more money than you need to, you might not be a good match.
Well, they're judging people because they wore their seatbelt in their their photo.
So that you might also not be a good match for anyone, really. Right. You know, maybe it's you. If you keep not going on dates where you match with someone, then it could be you.
61% of people surveyed said frugality is an attractive trait in a partner. And that's what I was thinking. Yeah. If you're looking for Mr. Right, you should want that person to be managing their money
better.
Be aware
of it. And right. I think that there's almost people put like a bad connotation on frugalism.
I agree.
Like it's, I'm not saying be cheap. I'm saying care what you're spending your money on and how much you're spending. Like, I don't know, even looking online, you know that on Amazon, which all of us use, except you, Ben, I get it. I know you're right. Exempt. There's often a little discount thing, but you have to click it. And if you don't click it, they're happy to charge you full price. But all you had to do was go, oh, 8% off. All right, click.
Yeah, but when you click it, what happens to you?
Nothing happens.
You drop into a portal you have to find your way out of.
8% less. You don't.
The end?
Yes. Or it's like a $2 coupon. You click it, and then when you look at your total at the end on the payment page, it's $2 less.
But then it says enter your email, blood type, and phone number.
They already have all that information. Oh, I'm an Amazon Prime member. Come on.
Oh, right.
I don't know.
Don't be me.
Like, I'm always looking for that stuff because I feel like there are codes out there that are floating around. Retail me not.
Over a quarter of people say it's not only cool to pull out a coupon, it's sexy.
Hey, well, where are we?
But over half say I'm turned off by a date trying to show off with money. So there's the guy who shows up and goes, around for the bar. Bottle service for us over here.
Oh,
that's
it's like,
actually
dude, it's a McDonald's. What are you doing?
That's actually a turnoff, according to this. Yeah. So I don't know. I also know plenty of people who would be like, "This is so fun."
Mm.
This guy's just
that
splashing
really does
out.
Depend on the venue. It's true.
And who knows? I mean, you're probably looking at that person and not thinking long term, right?
I would not want someone to rub their money in my face on a date. Like if it comes to the end of the night and the bill goes down and we both reach for it and like, oh, well, I'd happily split that with you. And he's like, oh, this is a date. I'd like to pay. That's totally different than little lady. I got this. Don't you worry your pretty little head about it.
Oh,
okay. I won't ever again. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
We had a producer for a while who would always say to me, buy me that. And I'd be like, I don't have any money. You're so cheap. Because I don't carry cash? Mm. I never have cash. Do you ever have cash?
I do have some cash.
Oh, you're afraid. You need...
I need to be able to get on a boat and get back home. If the bridge comes down
that's
or something.
That's been a thing for you forever.
Has it?
Yeah.
I've said that to you before?
Oh yes. My gosh, yes.
Yep.
Well, I mean,
it's strange.
I would go down to the marina for sure and be like, can somebody please, I have $100 I'm a $100 bill, always.
You know, all the boats that are hanging out there waiting to
there are
people.
Tons of boats and everyone would be running for the fleeing and running for their boat. And I'd be like, take me with you. $100. I should probably get a $1,000 bill. Are there those things?
$1,000 bill? I'm going to say there are not $1,000 bills.
Oh, let's see here.
Let's find out.
This will be good.
Maybe I need a $10,000 bill. Is there a $10,000 bill?
I'm going to say there is not a $10,000 bill either.
I'll bet there's a $100,000 bill.
No. United States no longer issues bills in larger denominations such as $500, $1,000, $5,000, or $10,000 bills.
I'm screwed, man. So I'm going to have to...
But there's still some in circulation. They did do it at one point, so you can find it.
I'm not going to look for that.
They say here that being frugal is very different from being cheap. The cheap person avoids tipping or tips terribly.
Right.
That's different than someone who just had a coupon and...
Why would I not use the coupon?
And I do think that if you ask someone out, it's on you to make sure you can afford that.
Yes.
That's my personal, it's always been my feeling. Right. And there were lots of people through my early 20s and more where I was like, I can't ask that chick out. I have no dough. Mm. None. Yeah. Like not even.
You couldn't just say, I have no dough. Let's make sandwiches and go for a walk on the beach.
I don't want to. I feel like there's sometimes you meet someone and it's beneath, like you look at them and you go, she deserves better than what I can offer right now. Mm. Someday, maybe I'll get to circle back.
Thinking that makes you worth it to her. Like that you
well,
think
she didn't
she
know.
Deserves
she never heard
more.
That. She didn't hear me say that.
You should have said it out
loud. I said
loud.
That to myself.
I'd ask you out, but you deserve better. I can't afford to take you out. I could make you egg salad sandwiches and we could go and walk on the beach. Or tuna. What do you like? What kinds of things do you want to eat? Bring some crackers and cheese.
No lady wants to hear that.
No,
trust
that's true.
Me.
It's true. Even as I'm saying it, I'm like, I'm not dating that guy.
Yeah, it's just not. That's not going to work out.
Well, I'm out.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 510 says, I knew a girl that got pissed off at my buddy for using a coupon on a date. But on a separate date, she was happy to get free drinks. Crazy.
Okay.
Not to be too graphic, but I believe the problem with using a coupon on a date makes it feel like you're not willing to pay full price for, you know, what happens at the end of the date.
Well, I'm hoping that that's not why you are buying me dinner, because you expect that in return. But if you are expecting that and you're like, what? I bought you dinner. I would definitely go, yeah, and you used a coupon.
Loser.
Loser. Even though... I just said you wouldn't be a loser if you did it. You are if you're trying to coerce me.
415 says, Vinny, if you date in SF, a coupon will kill that date.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Everyone's a VP?
Well, I'm sure a lot of young people are working in the area in tech and making bank and expected to splash out. I don't know.
I don't either.
But those people working in tech also don't have a lot of free time. So, you know, the old 16-hour day.
Yes.
Super fun.
People love it. I can't get enough of this place. I should just, could you guys make me like a bed up in the closet over there? I'll just stay. There's food. I'm sure there's showers.
They got rid of the food a long time ago. Are you crazy? That doesn't happen. They do have free sparkling water, but beyond that.
Well, that's lovely. I can live on that.
Can you?
Yes. I'll be fine.
You can live on that. Okay.
It's very chewy.
It is. Wow, you're on a roll. Good job.
Really?
Live in Livermore. AC's been going strong for a couple weeks. Danelle in Livermore.
Hey, Danelle. Danelle. It's a nice name.
It is a nice name.
I knew Janelle, but I've never heard Danelle.
Danelle. Danelle, right?
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. If it's wrong.
Maybe I have heard that name, but I don't know why that's like striking a note with
me. Maybe thinking Danae.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
5-1-0. Wow, shots fired at V. Hale. We're not firing shots at her. It was super funny that was the thing that she's like, I would never date a guy who puts a picture with his seatbelt on it. He seems responsible to me. What is the problem?
Right, he's all buckled in.
I mean, he's not going to drive around with that meep, 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 the seatbelt warning going off. I mean, right. You have to sit next to a guy who's driving and pretending that's
I
not happening.
I refuse to obey a beep.
I did it again. It's me and the pushing the coffee mug around. It drives me absolutely nuts. There are things that I watch my wife ignore where she's just calm and something's happening, whatever it is. And it could be the beeping of that's not a good example because she would always wear her seatbelt, but whatever. She just ignores it and just sits there. And she'll say to me even, just ignore it. It's usually the kids. Just ignore it. They'll go away. I'm like, how do you do that? You know, this thing all around you, like flies.
I'm kind of annoyed. It depends what it is, I guess. Like certain things must bother her.
Yeah, my shoes, where they're not supposed to be.
Okay, well, now
that
we found
she can't ignore. She can ignore the kids and everything, but my shoes seem to be the thing.
Does she fall over your shoes?
No.
You don't have like a little special place to put the shoes like by the door? I'm just asking.
I'm with Vin, though. I think it's a guy thing because I got yelled at a lot for shoes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how many times do I have to yell at you before you start putting your shoes
on?
Well,
listen.
Maybe just say, this is my husband. He leaves his shoes on the floor once in a while.
I have absolutely said, I live here, too. God.
This is a co-op. We all also work here. I don't know. I'd be pretty bummed if I was tripping over shoes all the time.
She's not tripping over shoes. She just doesn't want them where they're not. She doesn't want them. And by the way, always when this conversation comes up, I'm like, and what are those right there? My shoes are neatly pushed against the floorboard.
Yeah, where no one can trip over them.
Oh, look at you.
I mean, I'm just taking her side because I'm also a woman, you know, so.
Right. But I'm right here.
Oh, yes. I can see you. I'm aware.
I don't know what's happening right now. I got to go.
All right. Boats, rings, avid readers, and absent parents next.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.